Thank you very much, Mr. Ori. And I have to say, I am the one who is, you know, getting the apple, but I had nothing to do with growing the apple tree. So it's just because I happened to have been elected this morning, and I learned that even my colleague on my right-hand side also is newly elected to this function. But again, I have followed from far our chair, Anna, and our dear colleague, Esther, in grappling with the issue. And myself, I grappled with the issue also, thanks to Mehta, who has introduced me to also their concern about the link with the human rights back in June in a very specific expert group meeting. So, colleagues, what are we talking about here today? Artificial intelligence everywhere. You don't go anywhere, but you see AI, and technologies that have revolutionized everyday life and business practice across sectors in ways that were never envisaged in the past. And strategic innovative modalities to better safeguard the rights of women and girls calls for partnership, joint approaches, and harmonized framework. We don't want only to be talking about women as victims in the digital world, or women only as, you know, because AI doesn't have a gender-sensitive approach or algorithm. We know the problem, but we want also to be building on the positive and have women engaged in it at the very start. So preventing the erosion of hard-won gains of women and women human rights defenders in many contexts, to avoid reinventing of stereotypes, bias, and discrimination, like women are no good at technology, women can't understand this, you know, this is only a women issue, etc. And safeguard women's livelihoods and expand economic opportunities in a new digital area. There are many, but we need this partnership to be able to look into that. We want also to equip women and girls with necessary skills, capacities, and tools to contribute to providing digital solution. So this briefing is anticipated to be the first in a series of collaborative efforts. And I think it's really thanks to Anna and Esther that have prepared the ground for something that we need together from here to the future, create a sort of, you know, a platform or maybe a community of practice at least to start, just to put our thoughts together, to structure our own thinking. And so I believe that really this is the excellent starting point. We are convinced that deepening working relations with the Working Group on Business and Human Rights and other human rights treaty bodies, as well as other UN entities, and we thank WTO for being with us and accepting to moderate, member states, private sector organization, of which several are represented here and not the least and came from very far, that we can strengthen how the business human rights principle and CEDAW jurisprudence and standards can be systematically deployed to uphold and respond to women's rights protection, economic empowerment, particularly through inclusive digital technologies. And we'll hear from panelists about several experiences in this domain. Sadly, we know that gender equality has often been constrained by interpretation outside the text of the convention, resulting in persistent gender gaps and disparities. And we've heard this afternoon again from some NGOs how this is so, you know, difficult to overcome sometimes, even with proper legal frameworks. So let alone when you don't have legal framework. We believe critical partnership will enable us to trigger and explore collaborative, coordinated approach for bridging the digital gender inequalities and create a more inclusive and equitable digital future for women and girls that is not only free of all forms of violence, including technology-facilitated cyber-based violence, but offers them equal opportunity to access and utilize digital technologies to boost their livelihoods and human capital assets. We are convinced that increased understanding of the CEDAW and the Working Group on Business and Human Rights procedures will facilitate better alignment of treaty body mechanism and will in turn improve implementation and reporting on CEDAW article and the business human rights RUGBIS principle. I want to thank again Anna and thank a lot Esther for all the hard work, and I look forward to the panel discussion and to launching a process that will need to be nurtured by all of us. Thank you very much, and I would like to give my seat to the facilitator, but ask before, if possible, the chair of the Working Group on Business. I will listen to her from just the back. Thank you.